And welcome to our second podcast of the afternoon.
You don't know that, though, if you hadn't listened to the 5.1.
They better listen to it. It's fucking 16 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway,
everybody can listen to it.
Welcome to Talking Shop with Chris and Josh, episode 6. I'm Josh.
I'm Chris.
We got stuff.
Stuff.
Kinda.
Also, I want to say something. Josh Miller, I believe you like big, sweaty man schlong. Schlong. So, take that.
What did he do to deserve that?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
He was complaining because I mentioned him after somebody else, so...
Fair enough.
Who cares, Josh? Schlong lover. Anyway.
Alright, we have a thin...
We have a thin outline of what we're going to be talking about today, but we ramble a lot, so it'll carry on quite well.
Yeah, no one will notice.
And besides, no one notices anyway. We had 7 fucking listens last time.
We had 6 listens and 1 download.
6 listens and 1 download. God.
I'm so disappointed. By the series of diminishing returns that we're beginning, we're going to be up to, like, 1 fucking listen next week, so
it'll
be fun.
I'm going to do it myself.
That's right.
No, I just got to... I think we should... we got to promote it a little bit better.
Yeah. We need to promote.
You guys got to tell your friends.
Tell all your friends.
All 3 of them.
Tell your friends' friends. Tell old people you meet that they need to listen to shit.
Old people are like, what?
How'd you get in my house? Why are you wearing my bathrobe?
That's my shower cap, you shit.
All right. We got a couple random stuff. Chris read a bunch of stuff again this week.
I did. I keep borrowing shit from Josh, and I keep reading shit that I borrow from Josh.
At this point, you'll be reading through my library in another month or two.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to work my way through even the shit I don't even want to read.
We should put up pictures of our collections so they can see how fucking terrible mine looks.
Yeah.
It's all random and crazy. But there's a ton of really good shit in it.
Yeah, Josh does have quite a bit of good stuff. His might look random and crazy and crazy. And super crazy.
It was sorted, then my girlfriend moved everything.
Yeah,
but it got unsorted.
It's got a ton of trades. I love trades. We can post pictures, yes.
Yeah, we'll,
I'll post like 800 pictures.
Yeah. We'll start. See, what did Chris read over the past week? Go over everything you read and tell him what you want to talk about.
I read... What did I read?
I'm so drunk, I don't even know.
I read The Ultimates, Volume 1. I really liked it. I loved Ultimates. It was my first foray into the world of Ultimate.
It's about the most foray I can do, to be completely honest.
Really?
I have trouble reading it now because fucking Brian Hitch's art sucks so much balls.
It does.
If you don't know, Brian Hitch is one of the industry's biggest offenders in what's called photo tracing, where he takes a picture of some celebrity that he finds on the fucking internet and just traces over it and puts in his fucking comic. That's not art. That's being really fucking lazy.
I can do that, Brian.
Yeah.
We know your secret, you douche.
You know? And that's why Sam Jackson is Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Like, there's a panel in there that is just the fucking one of the scenes from
Star Wars.
And I'm just like, oh my fucking god! All you do is put an eye patch on him.
Why couldn't they just use fucking Bruce Willis?
Yeah. It broke my heart when he was doing Captain America Reborn. I was like, no, not fucking Hitch.
Yeah.
I still have not bought the last issue of it. I read it, but I haven't bought it.
The one where they didn't think they were going to do 6 issues.
They're
let's do 6 issues.
Where it goes out of 4 out of 5, then goes 5 out of 6, and then 6 out of 6.
Yeah.
Fucking brilliant, that.
I was so confused when I first came out. I was like, what just happened? What sorcery is this? So I read that. I also read Grendel. Red, White, and Black, yeah. That, I loved that each kind of story had a different artist, and it kept it new, fresh, and kind of wacky.
Grendel, if you don't know what Red, White, and Black is, when Matt Wagner was a much younger fellow, he was like 18, 19 years old apparently, he started working on the original Grendel comic, published 3 issues, including, and then there was 2 preview issues for Comico, which is long defunct now. Is Comico Primer number 2 or 3, I think, is when Grendel appeared?
I have no idea. Don't look at me quizzically.
They also used to put out the Captain Power and Terminator comics. Yeah. Yeah, there's some old school, don't need to know that at all. But,
somewhere somebody just died a little inside. I didn't want to know this.
Anyway, he never finished the story. That way, anyway. And then later on, through Dark Horse and having buddies there, and after working on some other stuff, he did, Black, White, and Red, which was their first one, and that
red,
was just
white, and black.
No, there's another one before that's called Black, White, and Red. When Matt Wagner does Grendel stuff, he works in only black, white, and red because he likes that color palette.
Or that he really couldn't afford the other colors.
That could have been it. But so he just went back with other artists on Red, White, and Black and did the writing for all of it. And
talented artists.
Yeah, to really good artists.
Yeah.
Matt Wagner, actually, his old stuff is crap. His new stuff is really good.
Yeah, I need to check some of
that. I love Matt Wagner's
but,
stuff.
But, no,
and just retell the entire story of Grendel for the most part. And it's good.
Yeah, I couldn't put it down.
We were going to talk... we started talking about this earlier, about Matt Wagner's writing style. It's very different than a lot of writers out there. It's very lyrical.
Yeah.
Like, it has a tempo to it, and it's very theatrical.
I felt like I was kind of watching, like, a noir.
Yeah.
Film noir.
It was really cool.
The, Wade, say hello.
Hello.
Thank
That's
you.
That's Wade. We just did our 5.1 with him. He's my roommate. He's pretty rad.
He suffered with us.
Yeah.
He was raped along with us.
Yeah.
At Ghost Rider.
Listen anyway. To our 5.1 podcast.
You guys forced me to go and watch that with you.
That's true. We did force you. It was free and you got free popcorn.
Yeah.
So don't complain. Shut up.
Not worth it.
Don't complain.
Raped.
But Wagner's stuff, so his style is very interesting. And it works really well. Plus, it's the last one. Or the next to last one, which shows the final confrontation between Grendel and Argent, is drawn by Michael Zulli, who is fucking amazing.
Oh, it's chaotic.
Chaotic and just so brilliant.
Yeah, it was great brilliant. Art. What else did I read? I started reading, I've almost finished Knights of the Old Republic Volume 3.
Yeah. What about Earth's Mightiest Heroes? You finished the second volume.
I actually like the second volume better than the first one. I loved
the whole Yellow Jacket thing.
Yeah,
that was so terrible.
I'm Yellow Jacket. I'm crazy.
Who put shit in my pants? You know.
for anybody that doesn't know, Hank Pym.
He's batshit.
Batshit crazy. He bounces around from identity to identity and Ant Man, Giant Man, Jackass Man. Can't fucking pick a name, man.
Goliath for a while, and then becomes Yellow Jacket. Where he's a villain, he has multiple personalities. It's so bad.
Multiple personalities, he wants Jan to marry him. And
it's old, weird shit. It's like, I'm sure in the 70s it didn't seem as bad, or maybe...
No, it seemed like shit. Now everybody looks back, now it's classic shit.
Yeah.
This was fantastic back then.
It's bad.
No, it wasn't.
It's kind of fun, but... I did enjoy the first volume a little more.
I like the second one more than the first one. There's actually more stuff actually happening in the second one.
It's because they kind of did the whole Hank Pym storyline there, so making it feel kind of spaced out, and they did the super adaptoid and stuff like that. And I don't know. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great.
But, that's all I read. That's all I read.
I haven't read shit for the past week. I've been busy working. I, however, did last night pick up Mass Effect 3.
Where'd you pick it up at?
I picked it up at Walmart because I get discount there because I work there.
Oh, yes.
And I was the first guy to buy it. I'm just saying. Nobody else. There was like two other guys there. And we were waiting in line with people who were buying random shit at midnight. I was like, get out of my fucking way. I just want my goddamn game.
I tried getting it. I will never go to a Walmart for a midnight release ever again. Because I went 1 year. I forget what game I was buying, but I went... So excited to get a midnight release. It's like, I think it was the first one I ever went to. And I was like, this is going to be great. I got there and was waiting around. And then somebody asked me, I was like, well, what are you looking for? And I told them, and they're like, we're not going to release that till 11 a.m. I'm like, you're fucking kidding me, right?
We had placards at work that said out at 12:01 a.m. Yeah. So that was good.
Assholes.
If you've never played any of the Mass Effect games... Play the first one first. I've never finished the first one. And if you play the second one, then try to go back to the first one.
Wait a second. Josh has just dropped a bombshell. If you haven't played them, play the first one.
The first one's like...
Hello, Logic.
It's 5 years old, okay?
I know. It's still good.
And it's not for the PlayStation 3, you know, what adults own.
No, children own it.
Mm-hmm. But,
As I go home and play my Xbox, I have a 5-year-old killing me. Yeah. You fucking killed me, you noob!
Or killing you, which is even worse. Yeah. But, it's really tempting to start on the second one because it's cheap now and all that sort of stuff. And if you have a PS3, then that's basically where you have to start. But the first one, combat-wise, it's just... It's got better story, better RPG elements, kind of. Mm-hmm. The combat is just so much worse.
Yeah, the combat did suck.
I tried to go back and play, because I bought it for my PC. Like, I was going to beat it. I was hyped up for it for the third one. I was like, I can't play this fucking game. Like, it's cool enough, but the combat is just bad. Yeah. The characters are still awesome. The voices are awesome. But it's like, I can't play this fucking game because the combat is bad. It's terrible.
I
rock shit the second, but the coolest addition to Mass Effect 3 is the multiplayer. A lot of people were like, "Oh, they tacked on some multiplayer." I haven't beat the storyline, to be fair. I played for a couple hours between last night and this morning. But the multiplayer is so much fucking fun. It's just if you've never played if you've played Gears of War, you know about the Horde mode.
Mm.
That's what it is. That's the multiplayer. But it actually has it has consequences in the single player game.
Real life. Yeah. My video game is
the real life consequences that your balls get really fucking sweaty and your girlfriend gets mad for taking the TV all the time. when you do cool stuff, the more you play in the multiplayer, it adds what's called the Galaxy at War mode or whatever it is. Your galactic readiness, you know, for you guys to fight. The more matches you beat and stuff like that, it makes your percentage meter go up. It makes your guys tougher, and apparently you get access to better equipment and fleets and things like that. And once you level up a character in multiplayer, because you pick a class, there's like four different ones for each class. There's a male and human female, which is annoying. human male and female, excuse me. And then like two aliens for each class.
Human male.
But once you get them up to level 20, you can apparently promote them so that they go into your single player game and actually help out in whatever sector of the galaxy you put them. It seems really fucking cool.
That's pretty.
It's a gorgeous game.
I will get it eventually when I'm.
They have.
Not affording anything.
A possibility of paying a fuck ton of money for DLC if you're dumb. Because you can spend the in-game currency for multiplayer, or you can spend like $1 for the middle pack that unlocks stuff, and then $2 for the upper pack. Our friend Will actually spent $2 on an upper pack. Or I spent $1 on a middle pack. Right. I got something okay out of it. Will got something really good out of his $2 pack. But otherwise, the in-game currency is like it's 5,000, 20,000, and 60,000.
Oh, shit.
So you can play, but that's actually only like four complete rounds of beating it on the lowest difficulty. So, and that's about an hour and a half of work. Okay. So it runs 15 to 20 minutes. I've done one in like 17 minutes during the demo, which was really fun. They demoed the multiplayer for like 2 weeks before the game came out.
Yeah, I got to pick it up. I just can't afford it right now. It sucks.
So if you're on the fence or if you're interested, just pick it up because it's so fucking cool.
It looks so fucking beautiful.
And the strategy guide looks like you could kill a man with it. It's beefy. It's like Skyrim strategy
guide. It's like War and Peace.
Dude, it is literally more than an inch thick.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And that's not even counting if you get the hardcover one that has art in it.
I love pictures.
Oh, dude. I'm such a homo for the bells and whistles. Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, animated movies. Is that what we're going to talk about now? Animated movies.
This idea comes from my good friend Joe, who is currently in Japan, teaching children English, which is funny because he didn't speak Japanese. He didn't speak English that well either. We love you, Joe.
He's trolling the Japanese.
You are trolling the Japanese, and we love you.
He goes home and sleeps in his money. He's like, this is great.
We miss you, Joe, and we love that you gave us something to talk about because we've been meaning to do it for like two episodes now.
Joe, tell some Japanese people about this.
Yeah.
They're going to sit there and go,
"Who is this accursed man? He make a big cuss word.
He yelled at me very loud. I don't like this." But anyway, thank you.
Dude, he's just playing for his kids.
He did.
So they can learn the F word.
teacher son, what is fuck?
What a cocker smoker.
Why this poor smoke? Yeah.
Like, what's that? A cock smoker is somebody who likes shitty movies, like Ghost Rider 2.
God damn you, Nick Cage!
Yes. Just tell him that Nick Cage is the most evil being on the planet. Anyway, Joe. Joe's seen a bunch of the anime movies. I've seen some. And Chris has seen, like, fucking all of them.
I actually have most of them.
Yeah.
I don't have any of the... I don't have the older, like, 90s shit. Mainly because I don't want to buy it. Go find it.
We kind of wrote some down.
My list is 10 times the size of Josh's list. I own every one of those.
I own all the four that I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about these. Those are going to be the ones I want to talk
about. You want to talk about yours real quick?
Sure.
I'll delve into my
page long list. With the absolute best animated movie out there, and that is Justice League New Frontier.
Yes.
I was really skeptical about it at first because I didn't like the Hal Jordan costume.
Yeah.
I read the comics before I saw the animated movie. If you don't know who Darwin Cook is, then you obviously have not been alive in the past 10
Watchmen,
years reading any comics.
New Watchmen.
I mean, before Watchmen?
Before Watchmen, sorry.
I'm so excited about the Minutemen with him doing it.
I know.
Writing and drawing.
So good.
Anyway, New Frontier, what he does is he puts the DCU in the Korean War. Hal Jordan is a pilot in the Korean War. It's violent. It's brilliant. It's touching and amazing. And I cannot say enough good about that book. Buy that book. I don't own that book, and I feel like an asshole for not owning it. There was a part.
It's kind of like our Watchmen thing. If you own one, if you don't own this trade paperback, you don't know what you're doing, and I don't think either one of us have it.
No, we don't.
I'm buying.
I kept meaning to get it, but the New Watchmen. Frontier,
and then the New Frontier,
and Watchmen. He doesn't own Watchmen, but he's gonna buy it.
Even
Watchmen.
I own Watchmen.
Oh,
really?
I'm sad. Wow, dude, Wade just owned you.
Fuck it.
I only own like 3 graphic novels.
There's that one. You own Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Serious House on Serious Earth.
Badass, weird name. And I have Iron Legend.
Yeah.
The graphic novel version of that, because I fucking love
Richard Madison. Drawn by Richard Corbin, who still does stuff. There's lots of Cthulhu stuff. Anyway, New Frontier.
I just gotta go.
There's a part at the end of the comic where, because the name comes from a speech by JFK, where he's talking about space and just all this sort of stuff. And I've never been a big fan of JFK. I never really cared all that much, to be completely honest. Then you read this speech in the book, and you're like, that's a really cool speech. And then in the movie, they just play the speech.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the coolest fucking comic book movie moments ever. It is so amazing.
I honestly, this movie, I actually put up there with like the new Batman movies and
easily.
Just terms of great comic
easily.
Book movie.
Plus, they made Wonder Woman's Invisible Jet cool.
Yeah.
They somehow
that's so
that.
Hard.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's such a cool scene though. You know, where she comes flying. It's like, did they just make the Invisible Jet fucking cool?
I always remember the scene in Family Guy, one of the episodes. I noticed you didn't wash your hands in the invisible sink. that always just reminds me of the Invisible Jet.
Yeah.
It's just so cheesy at times, but
it's
they made it look good in there.
But
yeah,
so
cool.
If there's one animated movie,
they made it
movie,
look good.
They made it look good. Sorry, I chose worded my thing wrong.
Yeah, if you're gonna
get
one animated movie of a
Justice
comic book movie,
New Frontier,
hands down, you can get it dirt cheap. I got the special edition for like $15, and it comes with a little Hal Jordan figure.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah,
I just got the regular. I don't get the 2-disc special editions on any of these. I just get the regular one.
I get the Blu-ray one for Amble Knights.
Yeah.
Because it's really cool.
I almost got it for like $5, but then I got the other one for $2.
Do you want to pick one or you want me?
I want to pick one. Let's see. We'll start at the top. Superman Doomsday.
Pick one that you really, really liked on there first.
Okay, one I really, really, really liked. We could be here a while.
Yeah.
One I really liked. God.
God damn it, Chris.
I didn't... Batman Year One. I really like that one.
I still want to see that so
bad.
It's
good. I'll let you borrow it. I think I say that once a podcast. It's good. I'll let you borrow it.
Yeah.
In that exact fucking tone. But no, I really liked it. It did have a more gritty feel to it.
Yeah.
And I always like that because...
Anybody who doesn't know, like Wade, I'm sure you have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. Batman Year One was written by Frank Miller drawn by David Mazzucchelli.
I don't even know
the guy's name. It's very Italian sounding. It's literally year one is when Bruce Wayne comes back and decides he's going to be Batman.
Yeah, as he's building it up.
Yeah,
Commissioner Gordon.
With that, no, he's not even Commissioner Gordon. Then
he's
like Lieutenant Gordon.
Lieutenant Gordon, yeah.
And he has the brown hair. And I was like, this is really cool.
Yeah,
I almost bought an action
fantastic.
Figure of that him. Like, I love Jim Gordon, dude. He is one of my favorite Batman characters.
Really?
I love Gary Oldman. So the fact that he's Gordon.
And he's a really good, really, really good Jim Gordon.
I think
he's
he is.
He's never been a bad anything, to be honest.
He was great in Lost in Space.
Fuck yeah.
He was the highlight of that
action
movie.
Movies.
But Year One, it looks like they got the style perfect.
They did. They it does have that feel the comic had. It's just it's probably one of the better comic book animated movies to come out lately.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth a watch, even just one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's telling the story of Batman.
Yeah.
It's good, and it's based on Frank Miller, and Frank Miller doesn't do anything wrong.
Oh.
No, shut the fuck up.
We'll leave that for another podcast.
I'm gonna keep cutting you off.
You know how I feel about Frank Miller right
now.
I know. But it sucks because The Dark Knight Returns was so fucking cool, and his Daredevil stuff.
They're doing The Dark Knight Returns.
Read.
Okay, your turn. I'll let you pick one that you like.
We'll talk a little bit because they didn't say much about The Dark Knight Returns, but they said it's gonna have a cast of a bunch of people returning from previous ones. Yeah. So hopefully it'll have like. I don't know. I just want Kevin Conroy as Batman because he's the only Batman animated. Like,
good.
Jeremy, what's his nuts?
He's not Christian Bale voice.
Yeah, Jeremy Sisko did it in New Frontier, and he was really good.
Yeah.
But next on my list, the ones that I own,
let's do your Marvel one.
My Marvel one.
I'll do a Marvel one next.
All right, Planet Hulk. That's the only Marvel animated one I've seen. I loved it. The animation quality. Much worse than DC. I think one of the big things is because DC has Warner Brothers to count on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have really good animation studios, and their animation looks great.
My thing with... Not this big. You just shrunk it again.
You said my big thing last time. Continue.
Anyway.
This whole thing.
That's it.
Yeah, this is very uncomfortable. You're making me feel like an outcast. All right, you're not even part of this. My name's in the credits.
Come on.
My big thing, the Marvel wins out in live action movies.
Yeah.
The animated stuff, it's just not even close up to par with DC's. I don't even think they put the same level of effort. They're like Thor, Tales of Asgard. Let's just kind of throw some shitty fucking movie out there. The animation's god awful. It's just.
Planet Hulk, though, the animation was pretty crap. They had a Star-Lord, that fucking cameo, which I didn't know until way after I'd seen it. And the best part about Planet Hulk was that it had Barry Bill in it. In the comic, it's the Silver Surfer, but Silver Surfer is owned by another studio right now because of the whole Fantastic Four movie thing.
Yeah, it's owned by Fox.
Yeah.
Just like the Skrull name. But I think the best thing that came out of the whole Planet Hulk storyline was the Planet Hulk. No, World War Hulk.
Yeah, the one that I'm buying off you.
It's so good.
I know. I'm buying Scar.
No, you're not buying World War Hulk. He's mine.
I was buying Scar.
You're buying Scar.
Yeah, that's it. But if you haven't read the comic, again, the movie actually stacks up pretty well to the comic. It's a great. I'm not a Hulk fan. I don't like the Hulk. I do not like the Hulk. Greg Pak.
I think he's a
damn good Hulk writer, man. Those books got me into the Hulk. I picked up one issue. I was like, oh, this has a cool cover. It happened to be the one that had Silver Surfer in it. I'm just like, this story is not a typical superhero story. Hulk isn't invincible. Shit is going on that's weird and awesome and cool. And it just gets really, really, really cool. It's worth picking up the trade, especially if you can find it for like less than $30. Snag that bitch, because it's good fucking comics.
Oh, it is. All right, I'll let you pick one.
I just did my Marvel.
Marvel ones. Which one did I watch last? Oh, I'll do the Hulk versus.
Yeah, I haven't seen those.
Versus Wolverine and ones versus Thor. I never actually finished Hulk versus Thor. I wanted to, but
that's the one that has Deadpool in it, isn't it?
No, Wolverine does.
Wolverine, that's it.
That one, that was actually really good. Deadpool is fucking A. I know the voice, and I'm trying to remember the name. But do you ever watch Rocket Power when you're younger?
No.
You never watched Rocket Power on Nickelodeon?
I'm older than you, dude.
I know, but still.
I didn't have cable.
I can't remember. I think it was the dad's voice on Rocket Power, which I always wanted to be like these little Hawaiian kids. But,
I kind of
it was like the
that.
Skating and BMXing and all that shit. The show is actually really fun. Don't you fucking call my childhood bullshit. You're bullshit. But anyway, Josh is gonna Google it. What a fucking asshole. He's Wikipediaing it. But he does a great Deadpool voice.
Nolan North.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I don't know why I couldn't remember the name.
Nolan North, who does like fucking 15,000 voice. Yeah, he's always Hawkeye or Cyclops. He's been Cyclops since the old fucking X-Men animated show.
You know how I you know how I feel about Cyclops. Yeah. He's the Corey Hart of X-Men.
I won't lie. I liked Cyclops a lot when I was a kid.
Wow, you're a fag.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lie.
I know.
I'm not gonna lie. You got a little gear in my eyes.
I'm sure all kids that are really into comic books have done this, played with their buddies, pretending they were superheroes. Most of the time, I was Cyclops.
Because you had one eye and a penis fetish.
That's half truth.
I always wanted to be Gambit or Nightcrawler.
Cyclops was, I don't know. I liked him. I thought he was cool. I didn't always want to be fucking Wolverine or be the kid that was changing shit constantly. There was always that one kid that couldn't make up his fucking mind. God,
motherfucker. That was me. I had an imagination that wouldn't stop.
Like, I was Cyclops, and I would occasionally be Archangel, because I thought he was fucking badass.
Archangel is pretty badass.
Because I had that sweet figure.
We are totally off topic now. What the fuck are we doing?
We don't have a topic.
Marvel movies, they're fantastic.
Yeah, they're not bad. I'll talk about the two Green Lantern animated ones, because I've seen both of those, and I own them both. First Flight, they kind of did, like, this weird, not quite anime style, but they changed the story. They fucking changed Hal Jordan's fucking origin yet again, and it drove me so fucking nuts. My parents bought it for me for $2. I was so fucking excited because I got it for Christmas. I was like, yes, but check this shit out. And I was like, this fucking sucked. Like, I liked the animation style, and I liked that they had Christopher Maloney from Law & Order SVU doing fucking Hal Jordan.
I think I started it. I think I started it, and then just
don't change the fucking origin. It drives me goddamn nuts. I had good voices. I think Jason Isaacs was Sinestro. That was cool. But it's bad. The story is crap.
Emerald Knights. That one wasn't...
Emerald Knights was badass.
I like the...
They kept the animation style from First Flight, but dropped that First Flight existed. And went with the actual fucking thing.
Plus you got Henry Rollins.
Henry Rollins. Jimmy Rollins from
Phillies. The Phillies. I've been watching baseball all day today. I was watching baseball at work on
Jimmy
the
Rollins list. Is even a black guy. Wow.
Hey, Kilowog should always be a black guy.
Dennis Haysbert does the best Kilowog.
He does.
But Rollins wasn't bad.
Please help me, Jack Bauer. I don't know if he's southern in that, but let's fucking do it.
Emerald Knights is really cool. They even kind of teased that the whole Atrocitus Red Lantern storyline a little bit, too. Because Jeff Johns apparently wrote for some of that stuff, so
I think I actually put the bonus disc in and not bonus disc, but watched the special features on it before I actually watched the movie.
I dropped $20 on the Blu-ray DVD digital copy thing, and it was really cool. I'm like, hey, cool. If somebody wants to watch the fucking DVD because they don't own a PlayStation 3 because they're a child, then I can loan it to them, Chris. Hey, Chris. I hope you're enjoying those Blu-ray movies on your 360.
No, I enjoy the Blu-ray movies on my Blu-ray player like a normal human being.
Yeah. You know what I enjoy?
You know what else I enjoy? My HD movies on my Xbox.
Did you get your HD DVD add-on drive?
No. I can still do it. Yeah. The only HD DVD I've ever owned was porn. Nice. Funny story. We were actually at the porn shop, and... me and like three friends were looking at this movie, and it was like $80 because actual porn movies are fucking expensive.
Yeah,
and this came with the DVD of the movie, an HD DVD of the movie. It's before Blu-ray went out that
that very short little border service that they decided it was going to be a war.
Yeah, and then a special features DVD.
Special features for a porno?
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Hilarious.
I've never seen it.
I expect some technical fucking jargon. Yeah.
But what happened was I got the HD DVD version. My friend got the DVD, and then our other friend, who we kind of give the shit end of the stick to,
got the crappy
time. He got the special features. And so HD porn on my Xbox.
Ridiculous.
Awesome.
It was Pirates. Pirates.
Awesome.
Wasn't a bad porn.
I think I've heard about that one. Did they try to give it a big serious plot, special effects?
Yeah, they got special effects. Special effects are fucking god awful. Think Army of Darkness in a porn flick. that like the skeletons popped up. There's a skeleton scene. It seriously looked like Army of Darkness. And
oh,
and
that sounds brilliant.
Let's get the hell out of here and into your pants.
It was like Pirates of the Caribbean had sex with the Army of Darkness, and that's what you got.
Oh goodness.
And they didn't have a cool Bruce Campbell role.
No.
Ah, losers.
They had this one guy that's in like every porn movie known.
Probably Evan Stone.
Known man.
Do you have long hair? They almost always have long hair and like probably. Rippling muscles.
I have this huge chest and long hair. Now and, like, make love to me.
You see like interviews with them and they're always like really well spoken. Like
I don't think I've ever watched a porn interview. I should.
Josh, YouTube's it. Porn interviews.
Yeah. It was like
fascinating.
I want to hear what Evan Stone has to say about the global climate crisis.
Oh god.
We're so far off.
Anyway, that's my thoughts on.
There's not a ton of. I mean, there's a ton of DC ones. DC they seem to be coming out with it a couple a year.
One of the DC things that I loved was the showcase one where they did all the shorts.
Yeah.
I love the Spectre one.
I really want to see the Jonah Hex one.
The Jonah Hex was good. Spectre one was fucking brilliant.
Because they were talking about them. They were teasing that they would actually consider doing a Jonah Hex one. Because that came out just at the same time the movie was coming out. And they're like, if it does really good, maybe we'll do a Jonah Hex animated thing. And then that fucking movie came out. And that was the last word anybody fucking will hear about that.
Yeah, Jonah Hex wasn't bad.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, never bothered watching it.
All I know is it had fucking horse-mounted machine guns, okay? I've read the fucking Jonah Hex comic. They don't have that shit. They have Jonah Hex killing motherfuckers with a hatchet and a six-gun and fucking shit
he
up.
He does
being
that,
dry.
Too.
I want to watch it more now that there are horse-mounted machine guns. Because I like goofy shit.
The only bad part about it is it has Megan Fox.
Yeah, oh gosh, she's so bad.
And I fucking hate her. You know, I don't even hate her because of her acting. Her acting is garbage.
Yeah.
I hate her because everyone's like, oh my god, she's so hot.
She's not
hot. No, I'm not done. Do not cut me off. This is my Megan Fox rant that anybody that around me that's ever said, Megan Fox, she's pretty hot, has heard this rant. No, she has a fucking toe thumb. I think it's her right hand.
Yeah.
Her thumb looks like a fucking big toe. Her other hand, the thumb is totally goddamn normal.
Yeah.
The one finger is like a
there was
fucking
some,
toe.
There was some commercials that she was texting. They actually had a fucking thumb double for her.
Yeah. She won't like
thumb
let
double.
It appear anywhere. And
yeah,
there was one like magazine cover where it showed it, and she was fucking furious.
Well, it's not our fault that she married fucking Brian Austin Loser Askren, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I want to be... He was trying to campaign to be fucking Hal Jordan in the Green Lantern movie. He was like, yeah. There you go. Maybe the sequel, because nobody's going to fucking pay to watch that thing. Oh, God.
Brian Austin Green, check me out. I'm red. I got tattoos.
Go back to 902. Who gives a fucking shit?
Okay, so what else we got? We got the huge list of that, and then Marvel has like a list of like 10 movies.
Marvel has like
if that.
Yeah. Counting their animated series. They're so far behind on that.
I think the only DC one I didn't really enjoy. I didn't like Gotham Knight.
Oh yeah.
It's just like six shorts. Did you ever see the Halo Legends one?
I know of it.
Yeah, they basically just had a ton of different stories and then made shorts.
Same thing with
out of
the Matrix the Animatrix.
Yeah, different artists, different plots. I just couldn't get into it. I tried. Damn it!
It's basically like an animated anthology. Comic.
Yeah, I tried, but I just couldn't get into it. And then Superman, Batman, Apocalypse. Fucking hate Granny Goodness.
I don't even know who Granny. She's like from fucking she's from Apocalypse.
Yeah.
They spell different in the DCU because they don't want to get sued.
Yeah. Because Marvel has the word
they
apocalypse.
They spell it A-P-O-K-O-L-I-P-S. Apocalypse.
That is the most racist thing I've ever seen.
Apocalypse, man. Come on, man.
Yo, bro, we got apocalypse here, man.
Apocalypse.
Every time I read that, I just want to say it in an accent.
It sounds like a really bad drag band.
I was thinking black metal, but yeah.
A black metal drag band.
We are here to dress like women and plays guitar.
Short black skirt.
There's a bunch of fucking Swedish dudes dressed like goth chicks.
Oh my god, we need to create this somehow.
Yeah, I can do my Death Clock impressions.
Dude, I like it. Let's do it. Okay. You are now witnessing the birth of something awesome.
Oh dear god.
Or totally fucking awful.
I just totally pictured Chris and Dragon and fucking freaked out.
Wow.
He like really dark eye makeup and like big fake fucking eyelashes.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
But that same hairdo. No wig.
My shaved head, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Stuffing my bra.
Yeah. Dude, Josh and I could fucking tease our hair up. Oh, huge. Dude.
I have a picture of me from a show that I was at, that I played. My my hair was in... I was mid-head bang, and my hair is literally like all three 18 pieces inches of it. Tall.
Oh, like five hairs to
go. Don't be hateful. I have more hair at that point, but like in mid head bang, my hair is like this.
That's epic.
It was an epic picture.
Oh man! All right, so let's do our Q&A since we're gonna rage about these for a while. I just know it's happening.
It's gonna end up being a short one because we can't get our shit together.
And we don't need to get our shit together. There's six people that listen to this.
Yeah. Seven, if as long as somebody that downloaded it was different.
You know, I think one of the plays was mine. Yeah. So five people listened to
this. Yeah.
I think I've talked to all five of them.
It's all good. We're having fun with it. That's all that matters.
You know, I don't care if anybody listens to it.
But I do.
Please listen.
We got a couple questions from...
We actually have quite a few questions. And I gotta pull this one up before my phone commits suicide.
I wrote them both down. There was eight comments. Like half of them were you.
There's more.
Oh, somebody posted more?
There's a different one. On a different page. It was...
Oh, on the Talk and Shop page?
No, it's on the Collector's Trading Post page.
Oh, I don't know that one.
James Scott asked, what is the action figure you had as a kid that you played with all the time? Do you still have it? If not, have you tried to rebuy that figure? He's been a huge action figure fan. He loves TMNT's Leatherhead.
Oh man, dude.
What about you, Josh? What was yours?
Oh man, I had a bunch. You know what? I have always meant to go back to it because I always bought the X-Men figures when I was kids. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, excuse me.
When I was kids.
Yeah.
I was multiple kids.
Yeah, I got the Death Clock thing in my head now. It's going to fuck me.
I have multiple kids. I have five of them.
Well, when I was kids, I buy these toys all the time. Dildos. I used to buy the X-Men figures. My mom, when she got her income tax return, would give us $20. So that was four fucking figures because she would pick up the tax. Mm-hmm. And on a trip in the fourth grade to see my aunt, I picked up the Deadpool figure. Mm. The one that had the little springy knife and everything.
Oh, yes.
I bought that one twice. Because my original one got lost, and then I bought another one when I was, like, 15.
I want to buy another one. I want to buy one now.
You can get them online cheap. Yeah. But that Deadpool figure, I played awful. Shit out of that thing, man. Nice. We used to dig holes, make a little, like, fucking... We had this thing, we called it the little pit. And then we, like, made little caves and stuff, and Deadpool was always jacking shit up. And I only knew him from a couple comic appearances, and his extremely brief... appearance on the X-Men animated show where Morph turns into him for a sec.
Okay, good. You did clarify. Yep. Good, I'm glad. Wade.
Dude, I had... remember that 90s Kevin Costner Robin Hood movie?
Oh, dude, those toys were rad.
I had Kevin Costner as Robin Hood.
I think I did too.
With the rubber band bow, I shot everything at everything. It was the coolest.
Have you ever tried to go re-find it?
No, I have not. I should. I bet my original was still like in my dad's attic or something.
Nice.
I should go find that.
I
had a Worf from Star Trek figure.
You still have that Worf?
Yeah, I think I gave it to John.
Did you?
But yeah, I had fucking man. Worf.
Shitting Michael Dorn's pants.
Me, I don't think I had one figure I just played with. I had... My thing was, I had TMNT.
I had some of those, too. They were
my mom was working Toys R Us at the time, so yeah. They would always go on this fucking quest to find these figures for me. Figures, fucking toys, I'm not gonna lie. The one that they could never find, and it took them forever to find it, and we were out one night at, like, Target or something, and they found it, was fucking Baxter Stockman.
When he's turning into a fly?
As the fly, I had that figure. It took forever. But I still have
Mousers too.
Yep, I still have all my TMNT toys.
Ah, oh, dude,
they're in a box.
I've moved too many times since I was a kid. It's a must.
Got them all. I'm actually thinking of going through all my old figures and a mini podcast when we're doing it.
Some figures that I still want to track down. I was really into Robotech when I was a kid, and I had a couple of those toys, and a bunch of them got broken or disappeared. I still want to get the Max Sterling figure. Mm-hmm. I can get him online for like $5 some years back, mind you. This is like 2000. But I still want that fucking figure. I have his Valkyrie. I bought it
the
8 years ago at Toys R Us.
God, there's something else I was...
Had alternate hands. It's fucking rad.
There's something else I was going to say.
Do you want to get to the other questions?
Yeah.
We'll start with the new 52 one.
Oh, Josh wants me to talk about Hitmonkey.
I don't know shit about Hitmonkey except that he's a Hitmonkey.
He's god awful. That's all there is to it.
What is
Hitmonkey?
Okay.
Hitmonkey!
Explain, Chris.
He's a newer character, I believe.
Yeah.
Unless somebody, Stanley, had a little fucking drawing of him in the corner somewhere.
It's probably created by Bill Mantlo.
He had
thousands of characters.
He had a random miniseries, like Ultra miniseries. I think it was 2 issues. And then there was a cameo where Deadpool, he's framing Deadpool and Spider-Man.
He is a tiny little spider monkey that has guns.
Yeah.
He's an assassin.
It is the most asinine thing, but it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant.
It's fucking hilarious.
This is something I can see Wade getting into.
I should let you borrow the Deadpool storyline where Hitmonkey's popping around. I don't even remember the gist of it.
I have the Wolverine Deadpool stuff. You should read it. It's done by the same guy that does Preacher. The drawing is, anyway. The art.
But,
the drawings.
The one drawing.
Yes.
He only drew one picture. It's a whole comic book.
Yeah.
God.
Jeffrey Spella on our page. Jeffrey, I don't know. Whatever works for you, man. Sorry.
Jeff.
Chris likes Jeffrey because it sounds like a child's name.
Well, now he's going to listen to this.
Yeah.
And he's going to
think that you're an asshole.
But wait, I believe it was Jeffrey. Jeffrey bought... Was he the one that?
Yeah, I think he bought something from you.
Yes, Jeffrey bought the Sam Jackson app.
Yes.
I think Sam Jackson owes me a dime now.
Yes, that's right.
Just promoted him.
Asked us about the
nothing for me.
The new 52 J. Garrick design, because they're doing an Earth 2 thing right now.
Yeah.
I
think it's an ongoing title.
Is it going to be ongoing?
I believe so, but I could be wrong. I haven't looked too much into it.
We'll show it to Wade, too, and see what he seems to think about it.
Josh pulled it up.
I'll look up the old Jay Garrick costume so that Wade can...
You don't know Jay
Garrick? Jay Garrick is the Silver Age Flash.
Yeah, Silver Age Flash.
There you go.
For anybody who didn't know, he wore these fucking blue jeans, a red long sleeve shirt with a big yellow thunderbolt. Lightning bolt.
And then red shoes with
and red
little
shoes with
wings.
Little yellow wings. And
a strainer helmet
with yellow wings on. The original costume was goddamn asinine. But it works.
I think the new costume is like, it honestly just looks like some random sprinter's outfit. It's like, you look at that, it could be Usain Bolt's fucking costume with a helmet on it.
And big ass fucking goggles. I don't know. It looks god awful.
I don't think it looks god awful.
I think it looks god awful.
It's a little tacky. Yeah.
I like that his thigh muscles are bigger than most people's torsos. Yeah, at least from here, it looks like it.
That Wonder Woman we saw in the store the other day.
Oh,
or no, that was at your
Christmas
house.
Yeah. The thighs that are bigger than her waist.
Thighs, so awkward.
Childbearing hips.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I want to see in a different pose because it looks like shit like that.
Yeah, that picture
is
shit.
What's going on?
Apparently there's like mutant sewer rats from
and he has lightning that shoots out of his head.
Yeah. Well, that's the Speed Force.
I know what the Speed Force is, but it's not lightning.
Speed,
because it goes faster than fucking light.
It seems, I don't know. It
should, at least.
It could be worse. It could be a lot worse. I mean, his original
he could be naked
fucking
and fucking
bad.
Bashing people with his cock. I think that's the only way this thing can get worse.
Nah, I don't know. Maybe if Rob Liefeld drew it to be worse. Which segues into our next question,
also from
our friend Jeff. How does Rob Liefeld continue to fall up? He keeps fucking up, and they just give him more and more to do. It's like, hey, Rob Liefeld, you can't fucking hack this one comic. Let's give you three.
Hold on. I think what it is, DC secretly goes, these titles are going to fail. We want to cancel them. We need to cancel them. Hey, Rob! Come here, we need you to write these and draw
these. You rule, so we want you to do this.
Dude, you're so great. You're awesome, man. Just take it.
Here, we're going to have you write... Originally, he was writing three titles, and all of a sudden it turns out that he wasn't writing any of them. He's doing the story for, and then it's being handed off to real adults. And, I mean, the Deathstroke one looks so fucking bad. He's been bringing Lobo in. Lobo is one of the lamest characters ever.
Lobo was god-awful.
He was fun in the Justice League animated because he was funny.
Yeah.
It was like Brad Garrett did his voice, and he's comedy relief.
He's not comedy a serious fucking relief. Character.
You know, and, oh, God. Oh, I just remembered something that we need to fucking talk about.
Okay.
Yeah. So you've heard Chris's conspiracy theory there, Jeff, that they're trying to cancel these books and just using Rob Liefeld as a really good excuse to fucking can
We tried. We gave him to Rob, and he thinks he's fucking amazing, but yeah. He's not.
Here. I want to read this quote off of this site. I remember seeing this in an old thing, because Jeff also posted this link, and it's from an old Wizard comic.
Mm.
Okay. And he says, "I have Arnold Schwarzenegger's sword from the first Conan the Barbarian. After the premiere of True Lies, there was an auction, and I bought that. On the plate, he signed Arnold Schwarzenegger. I have it framed, and I have a big picture of him as Conan with that exact sword in a giant display in my theater room," because he's got a theater room. "Now we look at it and go, hey, it's the governor's sword. And once he fixes all the rules, it'll be the president's sword." That's really all you need to say about Rob Liefeld. Once he fixes all the rules, it'll be the president's sword.
My brain just killed itself.
Yeah. We're going to post the link that Jeff put on there, too.
I gotta look at this really fast.
The 40 worst Rob Liefeld drawings. I was like, how did they narrow it down to 40?
They had a lot to work with.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
It's from Evangeline. It is a woman with a waistline that is actually smaller than her neck.
Oh, teenagers for DC. Yes. All right, Rob.
Anyway,
drawings are god awful.
I need to rage. So rage. Sit down, are you ready?
Sit down, rage.
We've mentioned it before. I love Star-Lord. Yes. I am a huge fan of the Marvel Cosmic stuff. They were doing some really, really good shit. And there's a huge spoiler alert. If you have not finished reading The Thanos Imperative, you will need to skip it like 5 minutes ahead here, because that's probably how long I will be flipping the fuck out about this.
I haven't read it.
Okay, then cover your fucking ears and shut up. Nova and Star-Lord. Star-Lord, definitely one of my favorite characters in the modern era right now. And Nova, really fucking cool character. Dan Abnett, Andy Lang, those guys are fucking pimps. At the end of the Thanos Imperative, they basically seal themselves and Thanos inside the Cancerverse as it's fucking destroying itself, as it's fucking exploding. And they, for all intents and purposes, sacrifice themselves to save everybody.
And Thanos is like, yes, I'm going to meet Death.
No, actually, he goes crazy because Death dumps him.
Oh!
Yeah. Snizzap.
Oh, no, you didn't, Death. No.
Yeah. But it's a really cool moment, and it's a great comic book. Okay. The new creative team. They've announced that they're going to bring Nova back.
I was pretty excited when I heard Nova.
Yeah, as was I. The creative team that are doing the first comic anyway.
My fucking kryptonite.
No. We'll start with mine.
Okay.
Being written by Jeff Loeb. Being drawn by
Ed fucking McGinnis. You know,
the little article I read.
Hold on.
It's just talking about how Jeff has such a great vision for who and what Nova should be in the Marvel Universe. And it's like, you know what? Okay.
Oh, Jesus. He's going to be a dancing princess.
They fucking canceled Guardians of the Galaxy, one of their best fucking comics that was running. Dan Abnett, Andy Lang. Love those guys. They mentioned Reno in a comic, and they make fun of us. I fucking love them. Yes, they did. Okay?
I remember.
And yet, that made me happy. They cancel their fucking book. They give them occasional events to fucking write, because they won't let them finish out the shit they were actually fucking doing, because, hey, let's not have good writers fucking do anything important, okay? No. We'll give fucking titles to Jeff fucking Loeb. And now he's going to ruin a character that I really fucking like.
I'm taking the pen away from you. That's a good fucking
idea. That's a good fucking idea. Because I'll tell you what.
You don't see my glitter.
I hate Jeff Loeb and Ed McGinnis enough. Like, you know what? I just fucking despise Jeff Loeb because he's so fucking bad. And if he lays his
Is he one face bad?
Yes, he is one face fucking bad. He lays his filthy fucking hands on Star-Lord, I will find that old lesbian looking motherfucker and I will knock some fucking teeth out of his goddamn head. That's my boy. Don't fuck with Star-Lord. It's bad enough you're fucking Nova in the goddamn face. You know what? Nova was cool. Let him sit for a while. Let him chill. Fucking DNA, that's how they're referred to normally. They did such a good fucking job. They did a great job. And it's like, hey, we're going to take, because it's Jeff Loeb, they're going to take something that was so good, and they're going to shit the fuck all over it. And I'm so fucking mad about this. I looked at my fucking screen, and I was like, no! And my girlfriend's like, what? I was like, fucking Jeff Loeb. This is a man who hit his pinnacle writing fucking Commando. Let off some steam, Bennett. It's probably the most intelligent thing he's ever fucking written at this point, okay? You know, he's so bad that the good that he's done is being wiped. Fuck Jeff Loeb. Fuck him in his fucking face. Mad. Frothing. I gotta find my center.
Ed McGuinness can't draw humans.
No, he can't. He can't draw humans. This is Star-Lord. This is Star-Lord. It's a Star-Lord hero click.
Who's Star-Lord? What's he do?
Everything. You mean besides
like a steampunk character?
He's cool. Star-Lord.
I know, I'm kidding.
Such a cool character. But I can't believe that they're fucking Nova like that. You know what? I feel sorry for Dane and Andy.
Who got raped worse? Anybody that's ever seen Ghost Rider? Or Nova's about to, or how Nova's
you
about
know what?
To get
I'm
raped.
I'd be surprised if Jeff Loeb didn't write that fucking movie.
He did. Who wrote it? Who wrote it?
I don't think anybody wrote that movie. I think they just fucking filmed Nick Cage running around being crazy as shit.
Nick Cage.
And
added some special effects.
36 fucking minutes of that was enough for a movie.
Nick Cage is still doing that. He's over in wherever the fuck it was filmed.
He's in Romania.
Just driving on a motorcycle.
Apparently he got into some fucking they were making fun of him in Romania, and there was like fucking giving him all sorts of shit, and he got mad about it. He's like, don't respect me, respect the Ghost Rider.
Atta baby. Nick Cage. I said it before, my favorite role of Nick Cage was in Sorcerer's Apprentice, where he just acted like a dirty hobo who can do magic.
I think he just thought he was doing magic the whole time and did special effects to him.
They're like, Nick, be yourself. All right.
They're like, hey, Nick, want to be in a movie?
Okay. Is it a documentary about how I'm a wizard?
I'm like, yeah, sure. There's this Canadian guy. You should teach him how to do stuff. And Jay Baruchel was like, how much am I going to fucking pay for this?
He's like, please, pay me more.
Great Jay Baruchel movie. If you haven't seen it, by the way, The Trotsky. Loved it.
Haven't seen it.
Anybody that knows me in high school will know why I love that movie. It's about some kid who thinks he's the reincarnation of Leon Trotsky.
You went to a high school of like 8 people.
That's true.
No one's going to know that. Except Joe.
Joe will understand.
Yeah. Oh, I missed the shout outs to Joe earlier. I love you, Joe.
Yeah, you did. Bye. You missed the JoJo shout out. Yeah.
I heard you guys talking about him. That's why I came out here. I was like, oh, I love Joe. And then I missed it because you started talking about other stuff.
Who wants to do Japanese correspondence?
Yeah. He's got to give us some interesting stories.
Everything about Japan.
I would like to hear awesome. About the actual like superhero comics. You know, actually, I know that there is one.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's not as big
I
as
I
want to
rage
stuff.
Real fast.
Feel free to rage. Hold on a second. Let me mention something real quick. There's an anime out there called Tiger and Bunny. I know it's actually a superhero anime, and it's really good. It's really fucking good. I've only watched like 3 episodes of it, but it has like good superhero lines. It's kind of goofy and shit like that. It's fun, but it's also a good superhero anime. So just need watch that. Let us know how that goes. All right. Okay.
I held that rage. I was shaking.
It's time for Crystal.
All right. Back to our Marvel animation things.
Uh-oh, what are we raging?
The Marvel anime.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I figured, hey, what the fuck? I'll give it a goddamn shot. I did.
You're not much of an anime guy, though, really, are you?
No. I'm not an anime guy at all. But I was like, hey, it's Marvel. Why not? The Iron Man wasn't awful, but I still don't like anime.
I think the Iron Man one was written by Warren Ellis, is what I heard.
Yeah, the Iron Man, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I could actually stomach it. What was bad was Wolverine.
I know, and it's like the one most tailor-made for fucking anime. Because he ran around in Japan.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, this is going to be fucking great. Wolverine back in Japan. It's going to be awesome. No, he was a fucking skinny dude in skinny jeans, and he's a fucking pussy. Pissed me off.
Like he's not cutting shit up?
No, he's like big and tall and he has skinny legs and skinny body and he looks like Dakin. But as Wolverine. And he sounds like a bitch.
Did you listen to it in Japanese or English?
It was in English.
Yeah, you always gotta listen to that stuff in Japanese.
I don't understand it then.
That's why you don't have to worry about the voices so much. They take their voice acting actually serious over there. Voice actors in Japan are like pop stars over here. They really are. But
drug addicted child molesters?
Yes.
Or children.
Or children, yes.
Half the pop stars nowadays are like six.
That's true. But they're like super famous over there, and a lot of them actually have singing careers, and so it's weird.
Yeah, that's Japan for you. Everything's backwards.
Everything's backwards.
You know what? I can't get the fucking rock football shot. Fucking face. I gotta buy this. I gotta buy all these comics now just to burn them.
No. I think we should need to burn Rob Liefeld before he fucks up anything else.
I think we should. Rob Liefeld, we are now conspiring against you. We're going to burn you. But I'm awesome. You can't burn me. No, fuck you, Rob Liefeld.
Yeah.
Rob Liefeld running around in fire. Oh my god, this is awesome!
I need my Conan sword!
Quick, let me draw every character the same!
That's definitely old, though. I wonder if he had to sell it, you know, to keep his house after he found out that he couldn't get any fucking work anymore.
What do you mean he can't get any work anymore?
There was like DC. There was like 15 years where he was just like doing like really shitty little fucking indie press stuff.
So all of his life.
Yeah. I remember when he was in the fucking Levi's commercial, man. He was like, "I'm Rob Liefeld. I'm gonna ruin everything you love about comics."
You know,
Captain America with that A on his head? It's gonna be a fucking eagle.
Oh, zip. Oh, I hated that. Oh, that.
Oh,
that's probably one of the worst moments in comics for me.
We've raged pretty good.
The Rob Liefeld Captain America run.
Oh, dude, it's
I just want to stab myself in the forehead just for owning those comics.
You actually own those. I'm so
disappointed. I own them because it says Captain
America. I would rather you own Cap Wolf.
Maybe I do.
There was a period, there's like a little fucking, I'm sure you do own Cap Wolf, don't you? I know you own most of them. There's a period, for some reason, he ends up becoming infected with a werewolf virus. And he's running around in Captain America outfit while being werewolf, and he calls himself Cap Wolf.
Between my dad and me, we have every, besides the Captain America comics from Timely, we have every Captain America comic.
Wow. Dude, I want to read Cap Wolf.
No, you don't.
That sounds amazing.
Trust me, your eyes will thank you for not reading it.
I'm so bummed that they mentioned Cap Wolf in the fucking the funeral issue. I'm just like, really? Do you really need to go there, Falcon?
Stupid. Fucking Falcon. I hate Falcon.
I like the Falcon.
I hate the Falcon.
Hey, look at me. I can fly.
Should I be the neutral and just say I don't know who Falcon is?
That's true.
Since we have all three.
I talk to birds and bop-a-da-boop-boop.
Let's tease a little bit of the ideas that we're working on right now. Nobody's going to listen to it.
But the idea I'm working on right now is finding people to actually listen to this podcast.
We
had so many listeners for a while. It was great. Yeah. Now it's like,
yeah, it's all right. You know, all we need to do is advertise more. Once we get 10 episodes in the can, we can now submit to an aggregate site. We'll be fine.
I like it.
You know what? It doesn't matter that we don't have listeners because we're having fun.
We're having a blast. So,
and the people that do listen, we thank you.
And they see that we're having a blast.
We get more feedback now that nobody's fucking listening.
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
But we're working on an episode where we're going to bring Chris's fiance, my fiance, and my mom in. And we're going to talk about, I know this seems weird that my mom is going to be on, but my mom reads a lot of comics. She used to read ElfQuest back in the day and shit like that, and that's partially one of the reasons that I'm so into comics, is that she supported me and encouraged that. But we're going to talk about women's issues in comics, because you'd be surprised how many there are. And you know, we tend not to think about that so much, how the face of comics is just a sweaty nerd. A sweaty dude nerd who's fucking looking at ridiculously proportioned women. I got some cool articles I've been saving up for it. It's going
to
be fun.
Can I actually
might be a
add on to
too.
This one?
Sure.
Yeah, that might be. That would be fun. The newest episode of Comic Book Men, which I know Josh doesn't watch.
That's true. I didn't watch Walking Dead either. I'm two episodes behind.
Oh, Walking Dead's fantastic right now.
I get tired.
I want to spoil it to you.
I already read the spoiler for the most recent episode.
Oh.
But I was like, people are talking and there are no zombies.
But anyway, newest episode of Comic Men, a girl and her boyfriend are in the shop, and she's the one buying comics. And she's not just buying, like, fucking,
you know, Archie
and shit like that. She looks up in the wall, sees giant size X-Men number one.
Sick nuts. Giant size X-Men, by the way, is where they introduced Colossus, Storm, Wolverine, and, is Warpath's older brother.
Oh, God. This is a B, doesn't it?
All I can think is Apache Chief. Thunderbird.
Oh, God, I was way off.
And also Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
It's because the X-Men get kidnapped by the Living Island, Krakoa. Yeah, and they bring in
extra. It is a pricey fucking comic. She wanted it.
How much is it running?
In near mint, I think it's like $3,000.
Wow.
Like it's, the one they had, they wanted $900 for. And she's like, well, and the guy working there is like, well, you know, we also have the other, like, holy grail of modernish X-Men comics, which isn't really an X-Men comic, but it's Wolverine's first appearance.
Yeah.
And his first cameo appearance.
Which is a Hulk, what,
180 and 181.
180, see? I was only one off.
She ends up buying all three comics.
Oh, fuck. How much did she drop?
$1,700.
That's not a bad
deal. That's not deal. Bad at all.
Wow, and I'm kind of jealous.
I was too. I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm like, watching her go in there, and like, it's kind of funny, because normally the roles are totally reversed. The guy's like, can I please, babe? But now she's like, so, I want to get these. And he's like, okay. You can tell he was like, what the fuck do I do? She's going to spend $1,600 on comics. But I just found it funny.
That's cool.
It was like a total backwards thing. And then there was another scene where a guy brought in three panels of the Silver Surfer graphic novel. I think it was from the 90s.
Which one?
I can't remember the name of it. But it was one where they had just full page printout. Like, each page was full page. Well, it was the original art. And this was back before they would add the word bubbles in via computer. They actually had the word bubbles waxed on.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah, the guy behind the counter paid, I think, $9,200 for all of them, for all three.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking rad.
He desperately wanted them.
I might watch that. I don't know. I get interested in the comic stuff that they show on that show, but I don't care about any of their fucking problems.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, that's the problem with any of those, like, reality-type shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the actual, like, stuff they do, that's kind of interesting. And then, fuck, you're talking. I don't care.
Exactly.
I was reading something somewhere, but apparently they would, like, contact all the shops in the area and say, hey, look, if you get anything cool in, send them our way so we can add them to the show.
Really?
Yep.
That's fucking lame.
Yeah. But...
All right, I think we're running around on our time now.
I'm so tired.
Chris has stuff to do today.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be able to set up another guys' night / ladies' night, maybe.
I think we should shoot for next Tuesday for that. What do you think?
I'll talk to my mom. See what she
says. What do you do with a vagina? What do you want to say? Would you like to be part of it?
I don't know about comics, so I can be part of the girl part.
All right.
You don't know comics, but you do know girls.
Katie has more Wonder Woman comics than I have any other title.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm going to have to talk to... Because, like, Allie and my mom don't read superhero comics.
Right. She has... I think she has all the second volume of Wonder Woman. Except for maybe a couple issues. All the third volume of Wonder Woman. And then everything in the new stuff. And then after they changed to 600 again. Yeah, all of it.
Anyway, we're on...
Three fucking short boxes full.
We will... Close it up, I guess.
With a big yawn.
Yeah,
thank you. Kind of lost some steam at the end.
Thanking our seven listeners.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we do appreciate it. Tell your friends.
Really do.
We'll give you hugs.
We appreciate it more if you tell your friends.
Yeah, we'll send you an autographed picture of me and Chris.
Seriously,
so you can copy it and write checks in our names.
Why would we let them do that?
Because that's the only way it's worth anything.
You do realize I don't actually have a signature anymore.
Oh, dear God. It's just scribbly.
I scribble. No, originally I tried having a signature. I was like, oh, this is great. And then as I got older, I was like, this looks like shit. I just scribble. And then, like, if I go to a place and I use a credit card and they ask for my signature, I draw fucking smiley faces. I got Katie something the other day, and they asked for my credit card, and I gave it to them, and she hands it back. And I'm just sitting there fucking doodling. I drew the Mickey Mouse head and filled it all the way in. They're like, I'm sitting there, and there's a guy behind me waiting in line. And he's like, you could tell he's just getting pissed. And as I could tell that he's getting pissed, I feel like his fury just breathing on the back of my neck. I just start drawing more and more and more and, like, slower and slower.
The worst part is, like, they used to be able to, like, at least when I was working on stuff, used to be able to see their signature coming up on screen. They don't do that much place anymore.
No, they did.
I would draw a wiener.
They laughed. They laughed.
That's my signature. Because that would go into a computer system somewhere that was my signature. That would be awesome. Anyway, We've digressed through this entire podcast. Thanks for listening, guys.
We're gonna promote the fuck out of this. Yeah. Hopefully, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I'm just gonna flood shit with this.
This has been a Talk and Chop to Chris and Josh with Chris and Josh. Because Chris is like, I don't care. And then also, Wade.
Hey, I've been up since 4, dude. I am so dragging.
All right, thanks again for listening, guys.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Bye.